Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
What are some of the other things you can't ask Martha? I just thought of that now. Like, is it all just like super gross sex stuff she won't answer? Do you feel like if I was like, my pants are covered in jizz, Martha, what do I do? She'd be like, get lost, Dave.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? There's a comedian on Twitter, I think it was BJ Novak, actually, who used to regularly tweet at Martha Stewart, like, I jizzed on my pants, how do I get it out?
Did he?
And yes.
God damn it. Every joke's already taken.
This went on for, like, multiple years, because every time, and I only know this because every time he would do it, someone would be like, you should ask at Jolie Kerr. And so I would get a notification every time because someone who, you know, mutually follows us would be like, you should ask Jolie Kerr.
And you're like, BJ, I told you 2 years ago, white vinegar.
All right. Well, your first problem is your name is BJ.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The J and BJ.
I didn't think it was as clever a joke as he clearly thought it was because he kept making it. I think you could have made that once and dropped it.
To be fair, guys love jizz jokes.
Yeah, well.
They're funny. The word jizz, it's got a couple Z's in it, a J sound. It's good stuff.
I think it's unfair to say that that's male behavior.
I don't know.
I have clearly demonstrated that I love a good jizz joke.
I don't know. You just said you got tired of it after one
no,
time.
No, I didn't think his joke was funny.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, it was, he kept doing it. It was like, this was like a regular thing. And it was before you could retweet yourself. and it just, I don't know. It didn't elicit a response from her. So why he kept doing it and thinking it was like the funniest thing in the world. Like, oh, let's ask this old lady how to get jizz out my pants.
I'm just, like, mad because, like, he's been doing it for 2 years and I just thought of it now.
And it was like ageist and ridiculous and all of that stuff. So BJ Novak, go scratch.
Wait, why wouldn't Martha know about jizz? Because she's
old.
She
definitely knows about jizz.
So how's it ageist?
He was being ageist, and sort of the joke is that Martha Stewart wouldn't answer that kind of question because she is like a proper older lady. Anyway,
I don't need to do the intro. I'm gonna search BJ Novak and jizz on Twitter, and I'm gonna get the context of this.
All right, that sounds like a good use of your time while I'm talking about what we're gonna do. Yeah, actually, you know what? Go ahead and work yourself up
I'm not gonna work myself.
Not in that sense.
I am gonna search for BJ Novak and jizz. That's it.
Because here's the thing, I need you to really bring it in the second segment of this show. So you guys, in today's episode,
you're saying, don't shoot my load too early.
Oh, there
okay,
goes.
Now I'm done.
Sorry.
Now do your thing.
All right. Okay. So for today's episode, we've got more of our Wash What Happened spring cleaning content coming your way. This week, we're going to take on the bathroom. And in the first segment, we're going to talk about chores that go beyond what we tackle during our regular weekly or monthly cleaning. And then in the second segment, we're going to talk about caulk. And I have spent the whole day giggling to myself because I am a child who cannot talk about re-caulking a tub without laughing and thinking about all of the caulk jokes that Dave is going to make. Mm. He's already gotten into his Jolie grow up routine. So we'll see if he delivers. Before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. We have a new patron to thank this week. A big thank you to Caitlin O'Hara.
Oh, Caitlin O'Hara. Good Irish lass. Thank you, Caitlin.
I really like that name, actually. Oh, and we heard from Lauren Covolucci. She was like,
oh,
she said she was going through emails and listening to the podcast, which is sort of only half paying attention. Then all of a sudden she like jerked because she heard her name being discussed on the show and she was all excited about it. So that's great. I also want to say a big thank you to Chad, who is one of our patrons and a longtime listener of the show. He sent me an email to say thank you for my no jelly bean in the studio role. So he was like, I was going to give you guys a pass.
Screw you, Chad. Don't encourage Jelly to not bring jelly beans. By the way, there's one BJ Novak tweet at Martha Stewart in 6 years. Maybe he deleted him.
He may have. But no. There were multiple. Unless it was like,
I don't want to Google those terms because then stuff's going to come up I don't want to see. Twitter, I can see tweets that are okay to look at. I don't want to have some like weird fanfic art of like BJ Novak doing stuff. Fine, I'll look.
we're about to roll into the first question, so save yourself. Okay. I'm gonna save you from yourself. Because you need to, it's time to work. You have to read questions.
All right, I guess. That's fine.
Do you have it queued up? Do you need me to hand
it? No, I have it queued up. All right. Summer book club. I feel like they might get along online. Oh, there's a picture. That's kind of weird. All right, we'll come back to this.
That'll be next week's episode.
It's a picture of BJ Novak looking at his computer all weird. He could be anything. All right, Andrew. What's up, Andrew? Andrew says, my roommate is moving out of our two-bedroom apartment, and my girlfriend is moving in. Oh, one of those my girlfriend guys. Gonna mention he's got a girlfriend on the thing. Sure.
I get a lot of them, my girlfriend guys.
He just got back from the gym when he wrote this. That's what he says. No, this wouldn't usually merit a letter, except we discovered that his bedroom is a good 10 degrees cooler than mine. No AC in the unit. And with that move comes a new bathroom. While the current setup is a tiled shower, the new bathroom has a fiberglass/enameled/acrylic/I don't know, but it's probably not fancier than that tub, which has a buildup of about 4 years of whatever he was bathing off in there. I can smell that tub. The floor of the tub has some medium brown staining, and either the floor is textured or the stains have occurred on a very specific raised portion of the bottom of the tub. I don't think he's ever cleaned the tub the entire time he's had it, and we don't even know where to begin to get it a respectable state. What can we do? Thanks so much for your column. It's pretty much how I was able to get my own bedroom and the common living spaces clean enough to convince my girlfriend that living together would be a good idea in the first place. Best, Andrew.
I love that last part.
It's a good sign-off, best.
Yeah, it is a good sign-off. I also love that last part. Look at how I'm facilitating healthy relationships. I feel so proud of myself.
Or they're just not comfortable enough to move in together yet because he's too ashamed of the bathroom.
Well, you know, no.
That's not his fault, too, by the way.
No. What he was saying was that he got his quarters clean. And the girlfriend was like, okay, like, this is a...
Oh, and then she showed up and was like, what the hell was your roommate doing?
Well, I mean, she can't blame him for what the roommate was doing. He's just going to clean it and, you know, deal with the fallout from the roommate. But he was able to show, like, look, I can take care of my own space, and I'm not a slob.
Although this sounds like, I don't even know if you could fix this. There's raised gunk.
No,
medium
I can fix
brown.
It. Yeah? I'm not worried about this one. I can fix it.
Hey. It's just the look she's getting. I can doubt anything Jillie does, but I'm like, I don't know if you can get this fixed. What did you just say into the microphone?
Don't make this be the day that I have to kill you. I haven't said that in a long time.
Okay, you go to that. I'm gonna do some more BJ Novak, Martha Stewart Googling.
Do a deep dive into the BJ Novak
Jizzgate.
Martha Stewart's fanfic. Okay.
There's nothing coming up. I just don't want
we
BJ.
We haven't even gotten into the part about the cock, right?
I just don't want BJ Novak to sue us because we spent 20 minutes on a podcast talking about how he was jizz harassing.
Well, I mean, you found the one. There was at least one. So anyway.
Oh, dildos maybe. But,
okay. All right. Sorry. So let's. I'm gonna. David.
Silence.
All right. So I'm gonna start with tub cleaning when it's a tub that hasn't been cleaned in 4 years instructions. But I'm also going to talk very generally about how to deep clean a bathroom that hasn't been cleaned in a long time, or that you may want to clean because it's spring and you kind of just want to do like a big cleaning. Or if you're a renter and you're moving into a new apartment, Even if the bathroom looks clean, it's probably not a bad idea to do a full, thorough move-in clean of the bathroom. So it's been, you know, someone else has been shitting in there, and it's just not a bad idea. So all of the things I'll talk about today are kind of the more deep clean in a bathroom things. We'll start with that tub, though. So here's what you're going to start with for this tub. I want you to fill it up with very, very, very hot water, the hottest water you can get out of the tap. And put in 2 to 3 big scoops of oxygen bleach. So that's your, you know, OxyClean, Clorox OxyMagic, et cetera, et cetera. And let it just sit there. Let it sit in that in the tub while you work on all of the rest of the bathroom. So now I'm going to start going through what to do to all of the rest of the bathroom. And then at the end of that spiel, I'll come back and circle around and tell you what to do after you've let the bathtub just soak with an oxygen bleach solution for a good long time. And I do recommend oxygen bleach over chlorine bleach for this, because there's something about the formula of oxygen bleach that is very, very good at breaking down sort of soap scum and dead skin buildup and all of that grime that's been in there, that somehow does work better than chlorine bleach, oddly enough. Okay, so go ahead and do that. The first thing to say about a deep clean of the bathroom is that you should set aside a few hours. Actually, what you should do is you should think how long it's going to take and then double that amount and set aside that amount of time. It does take longer than you think. It's like when I was talking about washing the walls being this like horrible, taxing chore. It's the same kind of thing. It's just a lot more work than you would think it would be. So set aside a bunch of hours and also dress the part. So like your normal cleaning, you know, you don't necessarily need to be in like work clothes for that. But for deep cleaning, you're going to get gross. You're going to get dirty water splashed on you. You're going to get sweaty. I mean, you're cleaning the bathroom.
This sounds like what happened to Tom Hanks in the movie Splash, where he was trying to clean his bathroom and Daryl Hannah was splashing around all over the place. By the way, it was Rob Delaney. It wasn't BJ Novak.
Oh, Rob Delaney. There yes, you thank you. I can't imagine why I would confuse those two.
I was going to say, because BJ Novak's funny and Rob Delaney's not.
I didn't say that.
So
I
now it all kind of adds up.
Oh, okay.
That's something Rob Delaney would do on Twitter. That's not a thing BJ Novak, a professional actor in Hollywood, would spend his time doing. You know what I mean? I can see how you confuse the two. They're both white guys.
Yeah, they all look the same to me.
We're all awful. It could have been any one of us, to be honest.
Okay, sorry, it was Rob Delaney. Anyway, sorry about that.
Sorry, BJ.
That's okay. Where was I? Oh, so yeah, dress the part. This is kind of a funny thing. I find that when I'm doing cleaning, it's actually better to have sort of slightly form-fitting clothes on. If you have like loose sleeves or a really big T-shirt, when you're bending down and leaning over, and especially a tub, if you're wearing like a big loose T-shirt, it's gonna like drop into the tub and then you're going to be wet and miserable. So kind of form-fitting clothing, like an Hervé Léger bandage dress would be perfect for this task.
What?
I knew that was coming.
Don't try and slip crazy words past me like I'm not paying attention. An Hervé Blervé Baturing dress.
Hervé Léger is a designer.
It's obviously, yes, of course.
And his like signature look is called the bandage dress, which is a You've mm-hmm. seen them.
Sure.
It looks.
You take it out and you peel off the one side and you peel off the other and you wrap it around yourself.
Kind of.
And it's like a
They're very form fitting. No, it's like strips. Like it almost looks like seatbelts. It's not seatbelts, but I don't know, Dave. I can't. Dave, it's very hard. First of all, I'm not a fashion person.
Hervé Blervé.
And so it's very hard for me to try to describe fashion to you. I'm sorry.
It looks like an ace bandage you wrap around.
But if you saw one, you would be like, oh, those dresses, because it's like what all the celebrities wear. Anyway.
I think BJ Novak wore one.
Probably. Rob Delaney can't afford one because he's not as successful as BJ Novak. Okay, so dress the part, and then the last thing is, because this is going to be a long, kind of sloggy, miserable chore, put on music, put on a favorite podcast, ask a clean person. The podcast is very good to listen to while you're doing cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you need to catch, if you haven't started S-Town yet, like go ahead and bang out 4 episodes of S-Town or something. So keep yourself amused while you're going about this kind of heinous deep cleaning. Basically, it's like the gym. Okay, you're also going to want to work top down. If you clean the floors before you have cleaned anything else, all of the literal and figurative shit that you clean off everything else is just going to fall downward onto the floor, and you're going to have to clean the floor again. So work top down. Things you might want to clean. The walls. I'm not going to go through wall cleaning because we literally just talked about
it. It's like every other week we do a wall cleaning.
I love cleaning a wall. What can I say?
No, but the people should know at this point.
I know.
They know. Right away.
I know. So if you need instruction on how to wash a wall, go check out episode 65, which is the episode right before this one, where I talked all about cleaning the walls and how you might go about doing that. You might also want to clean. Actually, you are definitely going to want to clean the medicine cabinet and the drawers. You don't know what's been going on inside there, and you're definitely going to want to clean that out. The countertops and sinks, that's pretty obvious. You're going to want to clean the toilet. I'm not going to go through toilet cleaning instructions because we also have done a full episode on toilet cleaning. That was episode 47. These are the references. It's just like a thesis. This is my master's thesis on bathroom cleaning. And then the last sort of big thing are floors, which we also have covered in great detail in episode 51. With the floors in particular, because tile is probably the most common bathroom floor material, episode 51 is definitely going to help you because that was the one where we talked about using OxyClean. So again, we're going to be going big on oxygen bleach in this deep clean of the bathroom. We talked about using the oxygen bleach to clean tile floor by sort of spreading the solution out and letting it sit, and then going back in with your scrub brush and sort of letting the product do a lot of the work for you. Okay, so let's touch on the things that we haven't covered in detail on this show, the medicine cabinet and the drawers and the countertops in the sink. This is actually pretty straightforward stuff. Thankfully, not as tremendously involved as the walls or the toilet or the floors. So for the medicine cabinet and the drawers, you can just use an all-purpose cleaner. That's like the jack-of-all-trade type cleaner, the 409s, the Fantastics, the Methods, all of those things. So really, if you have a preference for one, go ahead and keep using it. If you need recommendations, I've been using I got some freebies from the Clorox people. They have a new line called Scentiva. And I've been using those, and I do quite like them, and they do smell very nice. I also have been using a lot of the Method products, which I really, really like. But I also love, like, the, you know, good old 409 and Fantastic. So they're four good brand names for you guys to work with. So you're going to use your all-purpose cleaner. A sponge or Adobe pad or a microfiber cloth or sponge would be great for this. You don't want to use paper towels. This is probably good. It's probably going to be pretty dirty in there. So you do want to be able to get a little bit of a scrub on. If there are stains that are left behind after you've cleaned, a magic eraser, and as we all know by now, buy the generic ones and save yourself a few pennies. Magic erasers are great for those. A lot of times, especially if the bathroom if the previous occupant of the bathroom was a woman, there may be makeup stains, which are incredibly stubborn. I know that because I wear makeup and they are everywhere and they drive me crazy. So magic erasers are great for that. And then when you finish doing your cleaning, go over the interior of the medicine cabinet and the drawers with paper towels. That's just going to help to pick up any stray lint or hair or I don't know, God knows what's been left behind. So do your final wipe down with paper towels. When it comes to the countertop and the sink, it sort of depends on what kind of shape they're in. If they're not badly stained or if they're not totally filthy, if there's not a huge film on them, go ahead and just use that same method that I talked about for the medicine and the medicine cabinet in the drawers, which is just, you know, all-purpose cleaner and a sponge is fine for that. If the countertops in the sink are particularly grungy, you might want to up the product game and use something like Soft Scrub, which is a cream cleanser. Soft Scrub does have a little bit of bleach in it. It's quite good. I do really, really like Soft Scrub. I recommended using Soft Scrub to Sarah Elizabeth, one of our very devoted readers recently, and she wrote back and said she loved it and was very excited about it. So that made me feel good. So that is that's just the basics. Like, I mean, it's not rocket science cleaning a sink, but you may find that there are stains. It may be stubborn. You may need to do more than one pass with the cleaners to get them to get the bathroom looking, you know, close to new. Now, after you've done all of that I made sound very easy, but that I really promise is going to take a few hours of your time, then you can come back to the tub. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to drain out that solution. I think that I've also mentioned before that there's a weird side effect of filling a tub up with water and oxygen bleach. When you drain it, it like clears the drain. So if the drain is running slow, it will also solve that problem, which is a nice little double duty thing. So once you've drained it, you're going to need a scrub brush because this tub needs to be scoured. So what you'll do is you'll go in with your scrub brush. And again, for this, I would say soft scrub is probably going to be an excellent choice. Actually, that was what Sarah Elizabeth was using it for, which was a tub that had a few little stains on it that she couldn't get out with scrubbing bubbles. So use your soft scrub. You're just going to, I mean, it's a cream cleanser, so you sort of like squeeze it out of the bottle like a splurt, which is one of my favorite words Dave likes to make fun of me for.
Splurt.
Splurt. Blurt. Blurt. Blurt and splurt.
So it's with a U?
No, it's with a U. Okay. Yeah. And then you're just going to get after it with your scrub brush. It's going to take some elbow grease. You're definitely going to sweat. It's going to feel a little bit awkward. I find that folding a towel up and kneeling down in front of the tub is the easiest way for me to scrub the tub. And the towel helps just to protect my kneesies. I'm ancient. I need.
No, it's not that. It's the kneesies.
It's the kneesies. I know.
Knees.
I knew what you were laughing at, Dave.
Did you?
I was just trying to move on.
You also knew it was BJ Novak a couple minutes ago, so I don't know.
I didn't say I was 100% sure about that. I said I was 100% sure that the joke was made more than once.
Okay. This is all being recorded, just so you
Dave,
know.
Be nice to me.
BJ Novak, please come on the show and defend yourself from Julie's.
I'm sorry, BJ Novak, that I conflated you with Rob Delaney. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you should be. Poor BJ Novak.
I don't care about BJ Novak, but I'm so sorry.
You don't care about BJ Novak.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, white man, successful white man. I don't care about you.
Wow.
Get over it.
Are you talking to me now or are you talking to him?
No, you're not successful.
Oh. Wow. Just going after everybody today.
You're mean. You're being mean to me. Mm-hmm. Don't start none, won't be none.
Poor BJ.
And the words of Candy Burris.
Who's that?
It's the Real Housewife of Atlanta who wrote No Scrubs.
I knew who it was.
See, he knows. By the way, I might be working on a story about why men should be watching Bravo. You're like my prime audience for this week.
You turn to look at me as if I was supposed to be one of the people that should be doing that.
You should be.
I wish they would put the Stanley Cup playoffs on Bravo the way they put it on USA and MSNBC. Like, I would give anything to see tweets where people are like, where are the Real Housewives of Houston?
Oh,
what's this stupid hockey game?
There would be riots in the streets.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Forget the Women's March. This is the way to unite the women of America in protest.
Bravo is an NBC-owned property, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bravo Universal.
Yeah.
Or the NBC Universal.
That could be a thing at some point.
No, it's not going to be a thing.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Stop it.
I'd love to get texts from you.
Stop it.
So
Stop it, Dave. Stop it. I've watched reruns. I own this all the series on iTunes. I just go back and soothe myself with
What are these Canadians with an E? That doesn't make any sense. Get them off my TV. I want to watch The Housewives. Sorry. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. So the last big bathroom thing is if the grout and the caulk is grimy, you want to use a scrub brush and cleaner in concert with one another. I really like, I've talked about this before. This is one of those products that I get super, super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a product called X14.
Ooh, it sounds like a drug.
Yes, it does.
Ooh.
It sounds like synthetic marijuana.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about Aaron Hernandez.
What's that got to do with marijuana?
Because apparently he was smoking it the night before he allegedly killed himself.
He was smoking it in prison?
Yeah.
God, I can't get weed on the outside.
What? Why?
I don't know these people. I know someone who knows. So I couldn't roll a joint if my life depended on it. I couldn't pack a bowl if you put a gun to my head. But if
why don't you watch my joint rolling video and you can learn how to roll a joint?
Oh,
you guys were recording this on 420.
I'd rather accidentally tweet a porn link than tweet out a thing where I was trying to learn how to roll a joint. I feel like that's sadder. I'm an adult man who doesn't know how to roll a joint. It's very, very sad to me.
It's sad.
I'm embarrassed by that.
No, you shouldn't be embarrassed by that. You should be embarrassed by the fact that you're unwilling to learn a new skill.
No. I'm proud of my laziness.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, you guys, so sorry. We're recording this on 420.
420.
I promise you, I'm not yet high. I plan to be.
The smell outside the Vice office today was
incredible. My God, that's right. You were at Vice.
Like, I walked in and it was nothing.
It's Weed Week. They're having a huge thing. Right in my neighborhood, they like took over a storefront and they filled the whole thing with fake weed. It's basically an advertisement.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's right around the corner from my house.
There was a helicopter, one of those like little planes flying with a thing behind it, like a little banner behind it. It was like Weed Week or whatever on Vice.
Oh, amazing.
Across on the Hudson. I'm like, man.
Amazing.
Committing to the brand. Yeah. I like it.
I was sad that this episode, that we didn't have an episode dropping on 420.
Yeah.
Because I would have done a big week. I mean, I'm actually due up. I haven't written about the subject in a long time. I mean, because I'm like a mobster who went legit when I went to Esquire. And I haven't written about drugs since I've been at Hearst, which I can do. I know I can do that. It's just like, I don't know.
You're with Hearst?
It's not the same. Oh, Dave. Jesus Christ. All right.
I'm with Hearst.
I'm not. Oh.
The Hearst is real.
It wasn't good enough for you to make twice Rob Delaney.
Whoa. Now you're going low.
Yeah, that's right. When you go high, I go low.
Jizz Trump's.
Oh, oh, don't use the word jizz and Trump in the same sentence. Whoa. Do not do that.
Urine. Trump's.
No. I'm going to get in trouble for shouting into the mic. Too.
Trump with a capital P.
Dave, we're going to take a break now.
Okay, fine. We'll pee break.
Collect yourself. Not a pee break. Stop it. All right, you guys, I'm going to make Dave collect himself, and then he and I will be right back with some more on spring cleaning the bathroom. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Gare. Dave and I have been talking about spring cleaning in the bathroom and going wildly off topic. What is wrong with us today?
Jizz.
I think it's partly, maybe it's a little bit me because I've been on vacation. So I'm a little bit like...
None of us are high. Neither
no,
of us are high.
No, I'm not. I was actually thinking about what it would be like if I did a podcast episode high. It would be awful.
It would either be the best thing or the worst
thing. But I kind of want to try it.
Like, I thought about doing, like, a drunk podcast episode of other podcasts, but, like, I would just have to pee too much. I'd have to keep getting
up. Yeah, you have the bladder of a flea.
Yeah, like, I would never be able to. I couldn't get through 45 minutes, but I'd be like, hold on, I'll be right back. Just vamp for the next few minutes while I'm in the bathroom.
They could get you one of those little jugs like pilots have.
Oh, is that? Oh, they can just get up and pee, can't they? They have co-pilots.
Well, I mean, if you're in a small plane, I don't mean like.
Oh, like if you're.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those don't really fly along, yeah.
My dad was a pilot. That's why I know about those things.
Wait, I thought your dad was a lawyer.
Yeah, he is a lawyer, but as a hobby.
As a hobby?
Yeah.
Man.
He says hi, by the way. I talked to him this morning.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
I will tell him that.
Your dad's like the most interesting man in the world.
He's a lawyer,
a pilot.
Don't tell him that. He'll be impossible to do that. He was all hopped up today, too. I was like, what? I almost asked him if he was high. I was
420.
Like, 420. He was just like going on and on. It was all hepped up. He had stories to tell me and like on and on. Like,
Jolie, what does the hashtag blaze up mean?
No, you would probably know what that means. Okay. So as we were closing out the first segment, I touched on caulk and grout, and I talked about X14, which is great for kind of like mildewy, moldy grout. It's always good for caulk too. I have much more to say on the subject of caulk, mostly to answer
what's so
the
funny?
Next question. Stop. I can't.
Why are you
no,
laughing?
Thank God I'm not high. It would be a total wreck right now. this is a lead into our question from Emily, which
okay.
I will have you read.
Emily writes, I write to you with a bathroom problem, specifically a tub problem. The caulking, or perhaps lack of caulking, is a gross, disgusting brown color with a U. What up, Canada? Yeah. And my landlord has deemed this a, quote, cosmetic problem, a.k.a. not his problem. I've tried scrubbing bubbles, Comet, and a soap vinegar mixture, and this stuff will not leave. Do you have any tips or insight you might be able to pass along? I'd really appreciate it.
I certainly do.
Emily writes. That's like a name for a column. Emily writes.
It does kind of.
I don't know why. All the it's all names, right? But like Emily writes sounds like a
it
name
does sound,
for like a,
yeah. 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 Okay. So I do have tips and insights, and I will be happy to pass them along. The first tip and insight is that scrubbing bubbles, soap vinegar mixture, Comet a little bit less so, but definitely the scrubbing bubbles and the soap vinegar mixture. When you're talking about the level of sort of mildew takeover that this caulk is experiencing. And I know the level because Emily sent photos, which you guys know I love the photos.
Some caulk shots she sent you?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
Why is that funny? She sent pictures of the caulk to let you know what it looks like. That can only help you, right?
It did help me,
boy.
Actually. So when you're talking about something that's as bad as this, which was basically that the the caulk was black.
Nice.
You guys, I'm so sorry that I'm a child and I can't get through this without giggling. I'm gonna try my best to maintain myself, but I know I'm gonna fail at that. When you're talking about a mildew infestation that's as bad as the one that Emily has, you really need a super heavy duty mold and mildew eliminator. The X14 is a great one for that. Tilex is also great. These are the kind of products though that smell bad, and that you need to wear protective gloves for, that you want to have the windows open. You want to be careful when you're spraying them and applying them that you're not inhaling as you're doing that, because you'll inhale the product and you don't really want that. But they work very, very, very well. Another thing that works very well when you're talking about really badly mildewed caulk is to use a technique that I actually learned from one of my readers years and years and years ago, which is to take a cleaner. You can use a liquid cleaner like the X14, or you can even use a cream cleanser like the Soft Scrub that I was talking about. Soft Scrub is very easy to apply because it's quite a bit more viscous than the liquid sprays. So actually for this, I would say maybe Soft Scrub is really the thing to use. So what you want to do is you want to apply it to that area, and then you take Saran Wrap and you put Saran Wrap in and sort of tape it in place. That's going to hold the cleanser onto the caulk, which is on a weird place because it's on a seam. So if you apply like a very drippy cleaner, it's all going to just kind of drip away. But if you apply it and then you put Saran over it and tape it to hold it in, then you can leave that for 12 to 24 hours and really just let the product do all the work for you. At the end of your 12 hours or 24 hours, however long, you can leave it for as long as you want. Don't leave it for like more than a few days because the tape won't come off. But just peel it off, throw away the Saran Wrap and then tape, and get, if there's any sort of residual mildew, just get in there with your scrub brush or an old toothbrush and it'll just come up very quickly. So there are some tips, but I also think because...
Wait, what comes up quickly?
The caulk.
The caulk would come up quickly in that situation if you brushed it?
It would come out quickly.
Interesting. Never really thought about how easy it is to get it to come out of the...
I'm wincing, you guys.
What? No, because you were just using like pronouns, so I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what specifically you were talking about.
I think people understand what I'm talking about.
Just making sure.
I think so. Okay, so here's the thing. Because I have seen a picture of Emily's caulk,
mm-hmm.
I...
Is there a lot? Is it a lot? healthy amount.
It was not healthy. It was not healthy looking cock.
Oh.
It was very unhealthy. It was diseased cock.
Gotta get that checked out.
Yeah. I actually am going to go ahead and say that cock needs to go. Yeah.
That's always a thing you hate to hear.
It's
That's always the fear when you show it to somebody, is that they're repulsed by it and they don't want to see it anymore. What? No, I'm just saying, people come by your place and they look at it and they're just like, I got to get out of here. This is gross. You're just, you know, it hurts.
What? All right. So it's time for some cock replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I want to strongly recommend that you use YouTube videos. I'm going to talk about how to replace cock. But it is much, much easier if you go and you look at some videos. There are a bunch of different ways to remove old cock and to sort of clean the area up. And then there are sort of two main ways to apply a new cock. And I'm going to go through all of that stuff. But really, the videos are super, super helpful. The basics of what recocking a tub entail is removing the old cock, cleaning, and then reapplying new cock. Very, very straightforward. So to remove the cock, there are a number of different ways to do it. You can just cut it out using a utility knife or a Dremel with a scraper tool. If you have a Dremel already, definitely go that route because it's so, so, so much easier. And the scraper tool is not going to cost you all that much money. It doesn't come in the basic Dremel kit. I know because I have a Dremel and it didn't come with one of those, and now I'm a little bit bitter about it. But if you don't already have a Dremel, you definitely do not need to go out and buy one. Although, if you're remotely tempted to own a Dremel, this would be a very good excuse to go out and buy one. Also, they're not that expensive. You can get one for, like, I think, like, $50. So you're gonna cut out the cock. You can also...
Just be careful when you're doing it because you don't want to do any damage to the surrounding area, is my advice. What? The tile and the stuff around
That's
it.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Careful.
You actually don't need to worry about the tile because there's a lip behind the tile. That's actually the tub, so you will not go through.
Oh, okay.
Like, you won't go through, if you're using a Dremel or anything like that, like, you won't hit drywall or anything like that.
So you don't have to worry about tainting the area?
Oh, Jesus, Dave.
What? What? I'm asking, I'm the guy that asks the common questions here.
You don't need to worry about the taint, Dave.
Thank you.
Tainting
it, not the taint. Tainting the area.
God,
so immature.
I know. The other thing that you can use is, I actually didn't even know this until I started watching YouTube videos this morning and giggling like a child over the word cock.
I didn't think you could see cock videos on YouTube. I thought there was like...
You know, it was solely for RedTube?
I thought that was like a different level of...
Yeah, that's RedTube.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so Motzenbachers, my old pals, the Motzenbachers, make a liftoff formula for cock. So
yeah, gets the cock up.
Yeah, it does. So what you're gonna do with that is you're gonna spray it on. You can leave it for an hour. You can leave it up. You can leave it overnight. It's not gonna do any damage if you leave it, you know, for more than an hour. But again, it's sort of one of those things, like, don't leave it too long because you'll just sort of forget about the task. So just spray that on, and then you can use a utility knife. You're probably gonna need a utility knife plus a scraper and maybe a putty knife. The scraper and the putty knife are probably interchangeable to cut out all of that old cock. It's going to be gross. Wear gloves for it. Not necessarily because you even need to, like, protect your hands, although it's not a bad idea whenever you work with tools to protect your hands, but just simply because it's gross and you won't really want to be touching that, like,
mm-hmm.
You won't want to touch that black cock. Okay, so you're gonna cut that all off. Then you want to clean the area. Rubbing alcohol is fine for this. You don't even need anything fancy for it. Just, you can use rubbing alcohol to clean it out. Now it's all, the area is all going to be prepped for the new cock. And, sorry,
what happened?
I was just laughing about the new cock. Prepping the area for a new cock.
Oh.
It's like,
you don't want to laugh when you get.
It's like
the new cock. You want to sensitive about it, I think, right?
It's like going to get a bikini wax after a breakup before you, like, go out of the town for the first time.
Right.
That's why I'm giggling.
I
have to admit, I'm also giggling because it is definitely spring, and there's spring fever is totally in the air. So I'm sorry.
But to be clear, bikini wax, when you go buy caulk, why would you need to do a bikini
David,
wax when you go get caulk?
It's a cleanup. It's a cleanup.
Get caulk.
Okay, so you're going to need...
The hardware guy doesn't care, right? But all right, sure. I don't want to judge anyone's...
While you're at the hardware store, you're going to need to pick up some blue tape.
Whoa. What does that do? Is that like Kinesio tape? Does it keep everything...
No, you just need painter's tape, blue painter's tape.
Oh, interesting.
Because what you're going to do is you're going to tape off the area, both the area above where the caulk is going to go and on the side of the tub where the caulk is going to go. So you want to leave about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch on both sides. The tape is just really going to help you keep the caulk going and clean.
So it's almost like a little landing strip type thing for the caulk. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. It's good to have that.
That's actually exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So put your blue tape on. You definitely want to be wearing gloves for this. And here is why. When you go to the hardware store to buy your caulk, there are basically two different kinds of caulk. There's the cheap stuff that is that says the water cleanup. Don't buy that. You don't want that. That stuff is how you ended up with the black caulk in the first place.
Okay.
What you want is you want the silicone caulk.
Oh.
Because that is going to be...
Can't beat that.
That's going to be water and mildew proof. And so that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the price difference between these two products is literally $5. The cheap stuff is $4. The expensive stuff is $9. Pay the extra $5 for...
Get the good caulk.
Get the good. Don't chintz on caulk.
No.
Okay.
Can't be good caulk.
That's right. Life is too short for bad toilet paper, uncomfortable underwear, and chintzy caulk.
Yes.
That's my life philosophy. Okay. So you're going to want to get the good stuff. It's 100% pure silicone. That is definitely what you want. Now, because Emily is a renter, she should not buy a caulk gun because she's not going to need it.
No.
For something else. So what Emily should get is the kind of good caulk that comes in the self-applying tube. That's all she needs to know.
Okay.
Then the reason that she needs to wear gloves when working with silicone caulk is that if it gets on your hands, it doesn't come off that easily. So I know that a lot of times when people apply caulk, they like to apply it, sort of squeeze it out of the tube and then use their finger
That's nice. Oh, that's a nice way to do it. Makes a lot of sense to do it that way.
But don't do that because it's very difficult to clean silicone caulk off your fingers. So wear a glove. There you go. That is really all you need to know about caulking a tub. I have made it sound not that difficult. It is not that difficult, but it is going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a little gnarly when you're removing that old caulk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just to give you fair warning about this, but it can be done. And Emily, I think you should do the recaulking. I think you're going to be glad for it. I'm sorry that your landlord is a jerk and won't do it for you because frankly, that it isn't just a cosmetic thing.
It's his caulk in a way.
And it is his caulk and he should have more pride.
He should take care of it.
But since he won't, it's falling to you to take care of it. Mm. So you've inherited that work. All right, man, I blew right through this episode.
Blew right through the caulk.
I did not mean to say that. That was totally unintentional.
Why? What you did? And you blew right through it. So it's like 10 after 6 right now.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah. Good job. Good job with the caulk. You've that's the first time you've dealt with caulk in your life. You tell. Good job.
Okay, so I think, well, you know what? There was a lot in this episode. We made our fair share of caulk jokes. I feel like I crammed a whole bunch of information in there. I think we can just say this is going to be a short episode. You've got hockey to watch tonight anyway, so this is probably good.
It's fine.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
You ever notice how caulk sounds like cock?
No.
Like a dick? You ever notice that?
No, my God, it never occurred to me. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I just said cock so many times. I didn't even realize.
Oh, now I get why you're laughing. Oh, duh. Can we go back and do that again? Because I completely missed the whole thing. It's on me. Forget it. Just end it. Oh, damn it, Dave.
Damn it, Dave. Oh, well, you know what? Actually, let me tease something that I'm going to talk about in the bonus episode.
Oh, you can't tease it now. It's already been worked on for 30 minutes.
Not cock related. To gin up interest for our bonus episode. So we're gonna talk about Aaron Hernandez for sure because I have thoughts and theories. I just got back from LA where I was celebrating Easter with my best friend and his husband. On Easter morning, we had a kitchen sink drain incident that involved spewing carrot water, a plunger, a few buckets.
What did you do?
And I did it,
yep,
too.
I totally
caused it. They have a sensitive garbage disposal.
Oh, it's the garbage disposal's fault.
It is the garbage disposal's fault. And
I think you just go places to create messes so you can just clean. Oh, look at carrot juice everywhere. Guess I got to do this.
No, because the carrot juice was spewing all over me. Like, I mean, thank God I was still wearing my jammies. So I had like a tank top and shorts on. And I also was—I hadn't even put my contact lenses. I was wearing my glasses. My glasses and my chest were just covered in like tiny little carrot spew flakes. It was the most disgusting.
It's like a rabbit barfed on you.
It really did. It was like Easter threw up on me.
Nice.
So in the bonus episode that we're about to record, I will explain what I did to cause that and how we solved it.
Oh, so bunny vomit and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, exactly.
Check in.
So if that intrigues you, and if you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.